So finishing up this the halachas of cutting out challah and saying hamotzi. So sif ches mitzvah l'toyel pasach chosh of yoiser. It's and this actually comes up. It's a mitzvah to break the bread, literally, I mean to make hamotzi on the bread. That's more chosh. Let's say you have a piece of bread in front of you, pas shalem, and you have a complete bread, meaning a full piece of bread, a full loaf, and a piece. And you're das during the meals to eat from both of them. And they're both made from the same min, both wheat or barley or whatever. Even if the whole bread is like a tiny little roll. And it's also not clean, meaning when we say clean, meaning it's not as sifted out. Still, you should go with the shalem, the hu chashuv yoseh, because making a bracha on something complete is more chashuv than even a larger piece and even better wheat. But if they're not made, the whole one is made from a min geruah. The shalim who pass kusmin, the shalim is spelt, v'chaticha who pass chitin, and the piece of bread is wheat. Afilu hi ketana, even if it's small, mevarechashal chitin, you can make a bracha on wheat. V'mashalim who shall sa'irim, and if the whole bread made out of barley, al pi shegaruah mechitin, even though it's worse than chitin, mekamakum kiven shegam sa'irim niska beferish bepasuk, since barley is also mentioned in the pasuk, but gam hushlema, and it's also shalim lachain yarashamayim yesh lach lekavod. Hayarashamayim should kavod gam lezeh shel se'irim v'shalim to the one that's made out of barley, and that's shalim. Okay, so then ketzad oisa. So what should you do here? So what you do is you take the piece of bread, put it under the complete. Like the roll, and then break both of them at the same time. If both of them are sholem, or both are pieces, and they're both of the same min, meaning everything's equal, then you should go with the one that's better flour, that's cleaner. And if they're also shavas ben nekiyas, then you should make a bracha on the larger piece.
It goes on breaking or it goes on eating? Which one you
What?
should eat
No,
first?
it means the same thing. It means breaking. Breaking means you're eating that piece.
So if you're breaking them together, you eat them together?
That's what it sounds like.
It's like matzah, you double up the matzah, make it a burger.
Exactly. So then, meaning, so you see that size matters, right? The bigger it is, that's the one you should go with. So basically, just to as a kitzer, that's what we're doing. To be makaser the kitzer, the what it's made out of is the most important, right? Meaning, chitin or sa'irin has kadima, right? You make a bracha on that before the other grains.
So
One second.
spelt
Regardless,
is
one second.
not
Let me
in,
just. Spelt is not. Now you want to say spelt nowadays? Maybe is more chashuv. Could be.
is heating. Spelt is really like I guess some kind of like heating family.
Right. So I don't know exactly the spelt that they had and the spelt that we had. I don't know. I don't know enough of that about what the metzius is.
But if you're one of these spelt people that spelt is chashuv to you, then maybe that.
I don't know if that works like that. I
No,
could be.
we're saying what's mentioned, beferish.
I know, but I wonder if that changes because spelt clearly nowadays is considered more chashuv, I think. All right, now it could be that only it's only forgot what I wanted to say. Meaning it was only bismanehem. Right, but bismanenu things could change. I don't know. Anyway, so that's the priority. If they're both the same, then the next thing is shalem, and or a larger piece. Sif test. Let's say he has in front of him pasi sola pasakum pas akum, and he's not careful with pas up pas akum, and he's meikol, because we learned last week that some of it is really tully and minik. So See if they're both shalim, I stay in prusa, so they're both broken. V'gam shavus begedolus v'hinu min echad, and they have the same size, and they're from one vin. Yivarach al pas Yisrael, it makes a bracha on pas Yisrael. Vimze she Yisrael, ain't a naki k'may shel akum, and if the Yisrael is not naki, as is not as clean as the guy is, yivarach al ezem and she yirtzi, you make a bracha on whichever one you want. V'm balabayis nizam yipas akum, and if a balabayis is nizam on pas akum, el shehu b'shvil oireach. But so if the meaning he's nizar on pasakum, so why does he have pasakum on his table? Well, he has it because of a guest. Yesha salkum and ashulchans, and what you should do is remove the pasakum, and the pasakum is better wheat, right? So what you should do is remove it from the table till after Birchas Hamotzi. Right? Fine. You had called in kedimas hachoshev, anything that. That's more chashav. That's only if he plans to eat from both of them during that meal. But if it's not his das to eat only from that bread, that he should be betzei on the one he wants to eat, and you don't worry about the chashivas. And it's only if you want to eat both. If you don't want to eat both, then you don't have to worry about this whole din. Okay, Simon Membez, Hilchasuda, Ubay, Chaf Gimel Seifim. Misha Yeshloi, Behemos, I offer Shemizaynesayan Olav. Somebody who has Behemos or birds, and you have to feed them. Also, Lechol Klum, you're not allowed to eat anything actually eating them, Michael, until you feed them. Now, there's a fascinating Rus Moshe on this, and the Rus Moshe says the same thing applies to your kids. If kids have to be fed first, even before animals, and certainly before adults, which is interesting because a lot of times you serve the parents first. Sounds like the kids should go first, according to Rav Moshe. Excuse me, not so feeding an animal comes before feeding a person. With ha'adam and to drinking.
That means that every Suda?
I don't know. That's what Rav Moshe
I mean, your kids
says.
have potato kugel in a half hour before Shabbos. Now comes the Friday night Suda. Nobody's starving. So now you got to feed them first.
And what do they consider kids?
I have no idea.
Like at home, if
So
we're teaching the
this whole
kids that
din
they
is
got to
only
feed
if
the
they
dog
are.
first, that means that they should feed themselves before the dog.
Again,
I'm saying
what do you
before, you're
think?
saying that kids might need to be fed before pets, before animals.
You have to feed animals before humans. Ramosha says not that's not including children. Children go first. Yeah, so what are
I
you
mean, they
saying?
bring the pasuk from Rivka that Rivka first gave to Eliezer and then camels. So they bring that, I guess
Correct.
kids come first.
Yeah.
So, and this is only the case when they're hungry, when they're really like hungry or stam always, even if they just want to eat.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I feel like animals always want to eat, like.
Yeah. I think Paisim discuss, like, if you feed fish, right? So you feed them, some fish get fed once a day. So there's no point, and you don't have to go feed your fish.
Yeah, that would be overfeeding. That would be dangerous for them.
Right.
But the animals, you put a plate and they take whenever.
Yeah.
So basically, Lamaisa, you have to make sure that the animals and the kids are not hungry by the time this the Suda starts.
That's what I would think, yes. Yeah. Fine, weiter. Vilishsia, see, but this is what you were saying before. Vilishsia, but for drinking, Adam comes first. Tchsiv, shesev gam gamalecha ashke, right? That she said, drink, and then the camel. So you see, for drink, humans come first because they need it more. V'chein ksiv, v'shkisa se'edav espiro. Fine. Beis, lo yachal Adam lo
Yeah, so why
yistarev.
would it be different for drinking?
Because drinking is humans, and what we need, our needs are different. An animal
I'm
needs to
saying
eat,
eating.
more important, and a human, it's more important for a human to drink. Yeah. Beis, lo yachal Adam lo yistarev rafsanus. A person should not eat or drink like as if he's starving. Lo yachal, he shouldn't eat standing up. Lo yishtam, he shouldn't drink standing up. And his table should be clean and covered. Even if he's only eating something that's not choshev, right? So it sounds like you should have a tablecloth always. Do not hold more than a kibbetzah in your hand. All right?
Also
And eat it.
this is also anti those kiddushes where you're standing up the whole time.
That's true, 100%. But this part of this is advice, not necessarily halacha. It's hard to draw the line exactly where he means halacha and where he means hashkafa. Let's call it that. He shouldn't hold it in one hand and then rip it with the other hand. Right? Meaning, don't pull like that. Lo yisht, meaning it sounds like you have to use utensils. Lo yisht kos yayin b'pam achas, don't drink a cup of wine at one time, which I always had a problem with, because me'al v'im gargaron, and if you did drink it, then that's considered like a gargaron, like a glutton. But Pesach by night, you're supposed to. Right? So I don't know. I don't know exactly how that works.
Well,
The
Pesach,
shne
you can always choke. You can always, what's it called? Put that down as you do it to make the kids ask questions.
That could be, but you don't do something that's wrong. We
All
do
right.
it because it's considered choshev to finish the whole cup. Right? But
Because he has
here.
money, you have like,
Yeah, but here. I'm saying, so what? Mice, you look like a gargaron, so I don't know. I never understood how that works.
Maybe it's pashut if you do it for a reason. It doesn't look like gargan.
I could be. It's better than anything I have. Yeah, b'shnei pa'amim is a derech eretz. Two times is derech eretz. B'shloisha pa'amim, three times I raise a megaseh ruach. That's gaiva. And that's a very large cup. You're allowed to drink it even many times. If you have a small cup, achas, you can drink from that all at one time. Right? Mishnah Berurah says it's all what do you call it? Subjective. If you're a very large person, you could drink up down the whole cup, etc. Gimel, lo yishach prusa v'yenichena al gabi hashulchan. Don't cut a prusa and put it on the table. Or yitanena l'chaveira, or you give it to your friend. Or l'seicha ka'ara, or put it onto his plate. Ki shema hu ma'os l'chaveira. Maybe that's disgusting. Right? Meaning, don't. If you buy, meaning people might be scared of germs. Right? Don't drink a kais and give it to your friend to drink the rest. Every person should be zar not to drink from the cup that the friend have. You might, because of busha, might end up drinking it against his will. Fine. Dalid lo yehildim captain basuda. So a person shouldn't be a captain. Meaning he shouldn't be. Meaning he shouldn't be get angry during his meals. Ki arachem b'nei abayis mispaishin oz lechol. Meaning don't be angry and look like you're not interested in everybody eating, because then people are going to be embarrassed to eat. Right? Ki choshen pen misragis u'makpid al achilasin. Really saying don't be angry at all, because they might think that the reason why the guy's angry is because he doesn't want them eating. Right, so that therefore don't get angry during a meal. Hey, ain masichin basuda. You're not supposed to talk during a meal. I feel a bit of a Torah. Because perhaps The windpipe is going to go over the veshet. V'afilu mishum nisatesh. And even if somebody sneezes, also lo yasusa, you cannot say gesundheit or God bless or whatever. Aval shelo b'shas achila, but when in that time of eating, mitzvah loimer al hashulchan, divrei Torah, it's a mitzvah to say on the table divrei Torah. V'yesh yizor b'zeh ma'od, you gotta be very careful. U'minik toiv loimer achar achilas prusas ha'moitzi, mizmer l'dover Hashem ro'i loy echsor. Shu Torah, v'gam tefillah al mizaynoisav. It's Torah and it's a tefillah on his food. During the week, you say Al Naras Bavel, and Shabbos and Yom of all days, you don't say Tachnun. And when you're learning at the table from Svarim have these little worms, and it could come to an Isser Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, don't bring Svarim to the table. I don't think that applies anymore. Okay, we'll stop over
So
here.
this Tehillim is even during the week, in Shabbos, during your Shabbos,
Which part?
the
Rabbi, you gotta
Tehillim,
do
the
hay also.
Mizmar.
I did hay.
You just did it. Oh, okay, fine.
Didn't I?
Mizmar
I
Ladovid.
thought you.
I just did hay. What?
Okay.
Mizmar Ladovid even on Shabbos.
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. What time is butter?
10 to 10.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. As well.
All right,
Yeah.
Rabbi Stein,
All
can
right.
I text you a name that someone mentioned for Shaduchim?